Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's been an unusual amount of activity coming from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible collusion with members of the Trump campaign. The indictments of 13 Russians and 3 Russian companies on Friday. Yesterday, a guilty plea from Alex van der Zwaan, a London-based lawyer and son-in-law of a Russian oligarch. Van der Zwaan admitted to lying to the FBI about contact he'd had with Rick Gates. That's the former Trump campaign associate who pled not guilty in October to conspiracy fraud and money laundering. For more, we're joined by NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing in Washington. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
And just today, we've got more charges to talk about. Tell us about them.
Yeah, that's right. According to what we understand is taking place in federal court today, there are new documents in the case involving Manafort and his business partner, Rick Gates. The material, as you and I are talking right now, remains under seal, so we don't know exactly what it says, what that could mean for the case that's going against those two men. But there are also press reports, as you and I are talking, that there may be some new allegations against Manafort in, related potentially to his taxes or potentially to some home loans that he may have asked for during 2016. So this is very much an active matter, as the feds like to say, and the story could change again by the end of the day or by tomorrow.
Well, what do we know about yesterday's guilty plea? This is Alex van der Zwaan. Who is he and what's the significance of that?
This Mr. van der Zwaan is an attorney who is Dutch, who lives in London, and he worked for an American law firm that was brought in to do some work by Paul Manafort during the time that he and his business partner, Rick Gates, were working on behalf of political organizations in Ukraine. Van der Zwaan helped work on a report that had to do with some Ukrainian politics that, again, involved Manafort and Gates. And what federal investigators said is that he did not tell them the truth about the context he had had with Gates last year. And so the feds were able to prove that, in fact, he was lying to them. That's a crime. And the guilty plea that they concluded with him said that he acknowledged that, in fact, he had these contacts with Gates, who's Manafort's partner, and that he will face some kind of sentence for that in the near term, as much as 6 months. But he also may not get much time if he's cooperating with investigators.
And how related is that to Russian interference in the election?
Well, it's a couple of steps away from the main narrative. We're kind of in one of the spin-out subplots of the story as opposed to the main thread. But Manafort and Gates had these relationships with Ukrainian political leaders and Ukrainian entities. One of the entities involved with van der Zwaan is this Ukrainian Alpha Bank, which has contact with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of Russia. It isn't clear, as you and I are talking today, exactly how that thread might tie back with these campaigns of active measures the Russians were waging against the United States, except to say that all these people are in this cast of characters with connections to Ukrainian political leaders and through them to Russian political leaders. So we don't know exactly how the equation will balance out, except to say that each one of these people is involved somehow, even if it's one or two steps removed.
Manafort and Gates both pled not guilty. Have there been reports now that Gates may change his plea? What are you hearing about that?
That's right. Our colleague, Carrie Johnson, who covers the Justice Department, has been in court recently and been following this very closely. And right now, that still has not officially happened. But because, as we said at the top here, there's some new material in the court records in Washington here, and because there's this body language involving some press reports and the actions by the attorneys who are working on this case for Gates, that's something that could happen at any time now. We don't exactly know what it would mean for Manafort's case if, in fact, Gates changes his plea. But what it could mean is that if he testifies against Manafort, that could make Manafort's legal situation even more precarious, and it could create an incentive for him to change his plea as well and try and take a deal from the special counsel's office in order to give them something that they may want about other people involved with this matter. But we're not there yet. That's only something that might happen two or three steps down the road.
Well, does all of this activity in the last week indicate to you that Mueller is about to do even more, that there be maybe more charges coming, that this could reach higher up in the Trump campaign?
You know, the only one who really knows the answer to that question is Mueller himself and his investigators and attorneys inside the special counsel's office. I know a lot of people had their jaws on the floor on Friday when he released this huge indictment. I think it was 37 pages against the 13 Russian individuals and three Russian entities who they accused of having done this very broad campaign of agitation on social media in the United States in 2016. And the granularity of detail that was in that indictment was really eye-watering. There was individual names of people and them sending personal emails after they had stepped out of work in St. Petersburg, and all of that was being collected by the U.S. intelligence community, and all of it was documented in this indictment. So there's a great deal more behind the scenes that the special counsel's office knows and has, and right now only they have a clear sense about what form it's going to take in terms of future action or future indictments.
But they talked on Friday about unwitting Americans, meaning that maybe the people that they were communicating with didn't even know that they were Russian.
That's possible, but there's a great deal more time left to run, most likely, in this investigation. So we may learn more about whether there were any Americans who did have winning contact or right. whether all of them were just victims, essentially.
It's NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.